The star is starting to shine. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
It happened really fast, but also really slow in my head at the same time. So it was great. I loved it.
I was in the middle of a sod field at the moment, and I heard the news, and I was just pretty much jumping with joy.
Virtual or not, the reactions from the Tennessee FFA's virtual convention have been exciting for many, especially for Michaela Hickman of the Stewart's Creek chapter. She was named state winner for the Star in Agriscience. Part of her research project has been conducted on her family's 100-year-old farm near Smyrna, where she has studied most recently how food waste could be used as a swine and poultry feed option.
I'm just so thankful for it all, and I mean, either way, in person or not in person, I'm still surrounded by support of fellow members and my advisors and my family, and I just love it all the way through, whether or not I'm there in person or not.
Michaela Hickman plans to pursue a degree in animal science this fall at UT Martin. Now, the winner of the State Star in Agricultural Placement went to Jacob Pooler of the Paris FFA. His family's 1,000-acre sod farm has grass growing in some pretty interesting places.
We do all the work for the Tennessee Titans, UT Martin, a lot of different schools, golf courses. I mean, we do a lot of commercial and residential houses, and we stay pretty much running about 80 hours a week.
Jacob Pooler graduated from Paris last year and is now working full-time in the sod business with his family, but he has a lot of passion still for the FFA.
FFA is a huge part of my life, and I wouldn't change it for nothing.
Well, also recognized with the Star Greenhand Award was Walker Housley of the Ray County FFA chapter. We'll have much more from the 92nd Tennessee FFA Convention tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.